You're listening to NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies. Today is Saturday morning, April 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Investor Newsbreak's DIT Gold enhances ecosystem security with institutional-grade smart contract architecture. DIT Gold announced the implementation of a companion contract architecture to enhance ecosystem security and scalability without disrupting liquidity. The model integrates a token timelock.sol contract to enforce fund protections, ensuring transparency for holders. This move supports long-term growth by enabling new features like staking and governance. DITGold aims to position its ecosystem for stability and sustained development in the digital asset market. DataVault AIDVLT secures $750 million in tokenization contracts in the first quarter of 2026, reinforcing its 2026 revenue outlook of at least $200 million. These contracts cover various asset categories like copper and gold mining and coincide with the relaunch of its core exchange platforms. The platforms will offer enhanced AI-driven valuation, smart contracts, and transparent trading capabilities as the company expands its real-world asset tokenization infrastructure.
AI news breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited advances its on-premises AI strategy with the Forge and Tick platform initiative and at providing advanced data analysis for hedge funds and digital asset managers. The company's services agreement with Unet AI will enable specialized AI agents to operate within secure client environments, offering scalable AI capabilities with institutional-grade security and data sovereignty. Okay. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.